The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race gets underway this weekend. The race has had its share of unusual mushers over the years. There have been blind mushers, one-legged mushers, a musher in kilts, even three generations of one family all running in the same race. But this year, race viewers may do a double take when identical twins Christy and Anna Barrington take to the runners. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
If Christy and Anna Barrington didn't wear their hair differently, it would be about impossible to tell them apart. The northern Wisconsin natives are used to being addressed as one person. Christy, that's the twin with the ponytail, and Anna, the one with the long braids, are good-natured about taking the ribbing twins often get about their similarities. Actually, they do finish each other's sentences and sometimes speak in unison.
Just turned 28.
The twins started running dogs pretty early in life, even building their first sled out of a milk crate and some old skis.
Our neighbor had sled dogs, so we'd go over there and play with her puppies, and when we got big enough, she gave us like a little three-dog team to run around and her veteran dogs to use that she trusted that wouldn't take us for a loop, and we just did a few races and fell in love with it.
So did you do those one-dog, two-dog races?
Three-dog, four-dog races at the most.
They came to Alaska to work with 1984 Iditarod champion Dean Osmar.
Ultimately, it was because of dogs. I came up for a summer and met Dean Osmar, and we got to talking, and he knew that we ran dogs in the lower 48, and he's like, oh, hey, you want to come up and handle dogs this winter? And I was like, yeah, can my twin sister come too? He's like, you got a twin sister? Bring her along. And
this year's Iditarod may separate the two, at least for a while. Christy, who ran this year's Yukon Quest, finishing ninth, is running her third Iditarod.
On the first two, I kind of ran puppy teams, and this year I've got only two yearlings on my team, so it'll be fun to maybe push them a little bit harder and see what they're capable of. And I run Paul's dogs, and this year's like 5 or 6 2-year-olds and then some older dogs, so it's kind of a mixture.
That Paul she mentions is Paul Gebhardt, a 16-time Iditarod veteran and consistent top finisher. Gebhardt says he gave his Iditarod team to Christy on the quest.
Christy wanted to do it, and she wanted to, so she took my team, and I know she'd take good care of them. In fact, she won the humanitarian award over there, so that's how good she took care of them. The vets could even realize that, so we used it as a training run for the Iditarod.
Anna, who has handled dogs for her sister the past two Iditarods, is running her rookie Iditarod race.
Everything I've done up to this point, hopefully has prepared me for this. I'm running Dean Osmar's dogs. I've worked with Dean now this is my third year working with him.
And the dogs that will get them to Nome?
Yeah, I've got a couple of really nice leaders. Two of my favorite dogs are Vinny and Vandal. And when me and Christy first went up to work for Dean, they were 4 months old. So we'd take them for free runs on the beach and harness break them and take them on their first runs. And now they're 4 years old and now they're my lead dogs. And I took them on their very first race. So to see them progress it's really special relationship with them. I've got a dog named Nicholas, and Paul and I worked with him a whole bunch, and he turned into be a pretty good dog and ran our first Iditarod together and then our second Iditarod together. We just finished the quest together, and now we're going to run our next Iditarod together, and he's turned into just a really great lead dog for me.
Anna and Christy will be among the 66 dog drivers in this year's race. The twins will draw for their starting positions at tonight's Iditarod banquet. I'm Ellen Lockyer.